Blog Talk Radio.
Is that that music that you're playing out of my window?
And my co-host, Lady D, with her good-looking hat on. And tonight is the 3rd of November. It's the election night, 2020. That's right. We are live streaming on YouTube, too. So if you go to YouTube, you can see us. You can see our faces, my beautiful faces. Come over here real quick. You're like right on the thing. There we go.
There you go.
I'm trying to center myself.
There you go.
There. All right. So, what do you say today, tonight?
I want to take a look back. When was 2016 Election Day? That was November 8th. All right. So what I have to say today is I posted on Facebook earlier and Fernando got cut off. I need to fix something on my phone. So I figured we'll just continue that conversation on our radio show tonight. So what happened was we like tradition. Tradition is to wait till election day to go vote because you just never know. And that's, you know, last year that was the big surprise. Is a lot of people thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, but a lot of people waited until election day. So anyways, our family went to go vote. They could vote. And it was really weird because we live in Illinois. And in Illinois, we get this letter from the Illinois of Secretary of State, right? And then in this letter, it says that the Illinois Secretary of State's office is required to send this notice to any registered voter who received an application for a vote by mail ballot from his or her local election official. First of all, we did not request a vote by mail, but they still sent this letter. And that was like last month that they sent us this letter. And anyway, that implied, I don't know if you guys were listening to a letter, but that implied that we are there to vote, right?
That's right.
Now, we recently moved in the last year to the house we live in now. Now, we did vote before in several elections in the other house that we lived in. We had a different place of polling place that was closer to us, right? And then what happened was... What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. We got a call. We got to
Okay. I will wrap it up.
Okay.
So anyways, it's really weird because this letter that told us we are registered to vote, it was sent to our new address. Right? It was sent to our new address.
I'm trying to show it in the camera. I'm trying to cover the addresses and all that. But anyway.
Anyways. Yeah, because we already got doxxed on our business. But anyways. So, yeah, that was so weird because, like, I don't understand why we got it to our new address. But when we showed up to vote, they said we weren't registered.
Okay, so.
So.
What happened?
Okay, so what happened was. We had different lines.
You forgot.
No, because you said someone wants to talk on our line.
Oh,
so
no,
because
I see a caller.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me get introduced. All right, we got a caller on the other line. It's 9018.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Red Wave, Red Kingdom. You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, introduce yourself,
yeah,
man.
I'm James Smith. I'm from Hannibal, Missouri.
All right.
Nice.
Welcome to the show. This is Fernando. I mean, Frodo the Centrist and Lady D.
That's cool.
We're just chatting away about the election night, and it looks like Texas just went to Trump.
Really?
Let's look it up. Let's refresh that real quick. Well, it looks like it's gonna go. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Fox News right now, and they're so reluctant. Just like Florida, right? I mean, it's like over 90% reported in already, and then Trump is on 51.3, and Joe Biden's 47. So,
I'm pretty sure Florida is going Trump, because all my friends and half my family live in Florida, and they're all, we rednecks, it's Trump down there, like, big time.
We're counting on you, redneck,
yeah.
Man. We're counting on you.
I'm
dude.
Just saying that half my my friends that I know on Facebook, and I asked them what they voted for, and they said, well, "Man, we redneck. We voted for Trump. We ain't getting taxed like that."
Good.
That's good. But Texas, you know, I mean, Texas had me worried earlier, but then when I looked at it, I was like, "Wait a minute! It was only like." Not even 50% in. So, and then when you look at it, like in the votes per counties, you can clearly see there was not, you know, I mean, over 70% was not even reported in. So, and I think the polls just closed, so they're going to be doing a counting on that. You know, I know that Michigan, if Trump wins Michigan and Wisconsin, which it looks like is projected to do so, it's like in Wisconsin, Trump is in 51%. You know, and then in Michigan, Trump is in 5% right now. It's 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. at night, Central Standard Time. You know, if he wins that, Trump's gonna win by TKO. I'm guarantee you that. TKO. Night,
yeah.
Biden.
Michigan is only 31% in right now, so we gotta wait. Now, did you vote today? Did you vote today?
Yeah.
Did you vote early or?
I voted 2 days ago.
Nice.
All right. Well, Lady D is gonna tell us finish your story.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story, and then I want to hear, James, if you can stay on the line so you can tell us your voting story. I'm going to tell my voting story. So
okay.
We got this letter from the Illinois State Secretary, and it said that, first of all, that it was ordered to be mailed to me if I was requesting a mail-in ballot. But I did not, but they still sent it to me. and then it said I was registered to vote. So we voted several times in a different location where we lived on the other side of the town that we live in now. And the weird thing is that the letter from the Illinois Secretary of State said that we were registered to vote and that it was sent to our new address. It wasn't like forwarded. It was sent to our new address, which implied that they know where we live, that we're registered where we live now. But when we went there, they said, well, I don't know. You're not in the system. That's what it's, by the way, the lady that helped me, she liked my hat that I'm wearing right now, has flag on it. And, but she was like, no, you have to go register down there. But guess what? Fernando had a different lady, and he had his flag jacket on that said USA. And and he didn't have any problem. We got the same letter. And we were having a discussion about maybe they wanted to just pass you through because they didn't want to say something because of,
well, here,
you know.
Okay, well, we're in the same situation.
Fernando said that it's because of the way it.
Well, we're in the same situation because it's like, you know, we moved. We have a new address, and we have not had a chance to get a new driver's license because of COVID, right?
Right, right.
So when I went there, It was a black lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I mean, she was old, you know. That's why I had to speak up a little bit. We had like
we had a
mask on, and the mask is kind of it's like a muscle, like a silencer, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, and I was like, "Good morning. How can I help you?" And I was like, "You know, I'm here to vote." And she was like, "Are you registered?" And I was like, "I think I am. Could you check?" And she was checking. She was like, "You know, hold on, let me check this." And she was like, "You're not registered, you know." And I said, "Well, can you register me? Because you know, I mean, you can register it right there if you can't, you know. I guess I have to go the other way."
Now, did you have to sign anything other than the receipt?
No.
Did y'all do it online?
I had to do all the paper.
He said, she gave me the thing, and I was like, here's what I told her. Here's what I told her, right?
She asked the question.
What was that, James?
Y'all, around here, we're not going in. They do it right online. Like, you can go right on. They got a little app. When you walk in, you get the app. You can go out in your car, and you can register just like that, and you get a still and everything.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I had to show her, and I was like, here's my predicament, right? I moved, and this is my current address, and on my driver's license is my previous address. And I had to, like, point it out to her, and she's, I told her, I don't live here anymore. I live on this address now. And she was like, okay. And, you know, just make sure next election, next voting time, make sure you get, you know, change your address. I'm like, okay. And I went right through.
Yeah.
She gave me the thing. I signed a little receipt, and I was went through. It was, I don't know why they had to tell Dawn to go to the other side and fill out like bunch of paperwork.
Yeah, I had to go fill out like affidavit and stuff like that. Like,
wow.
I had to put like a whole bunch of like.
They were trying to get you not to vote. That's all. They were trying to get you not to vote.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird because I had a white lady too. And she liked my hat. And I was like, maybe they thought Fernando, because, like, with his hat on, he looks darker in some different kind of clothes. But he said, no, it's not because of the color of our skin. It's just how he talked to her.
It's just
and
how
I'm like,
kind of
I pointed
out,
really
pointing out to her. You know, it's not the problem. It's not, you know, moving. It's that should not hinder you from voting, right? Especially
mm-hmm.
if you just have to move, like, you know.
In the same town.
Well. What is that, like 7 blocks?
Yeah.
10 blocks.
Well,
away.
We got lucky. We got our, like, as soon as we moved to Granite City, we went and got new licenses and stuff. So we got down here in March, and we were still able to get our license updated. That's what Angelie's big thing is. Once we move, she goes, we got to go straight there and get that stuff done, because now it makes big old complications.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, like our daughter, she licensed, so she, because we're super busy and we don't always have time to go wait 3 or 4 hours at the DMV. So, but she did. She had the time. She lost her license, had to get a new one, and they asked her, does she want to register? And she just went right on through the line. and then, so like I was like, okay, I'm gonna get, you know, vote, and then. It was really weird because we have a state representative, right? And we don't like the state representative because she doesn't support what we support. And there was no one running against her. So there was no bubble by the no opponent. It's a no opponent, you know? And I was mm-hmm. like, going to throw off everything, or should I? I was like debating, should I fill in the bubble, like make my own bubble? I had to go ask the guy running the election, like, what I should do. He's like, well, just write the candidate's name in next to the candidate. I was like, so I had to show him who I didn't want to vote for.
And she didn't even get the I voted sticker.
Yeah.
The little sticker.
Yeah, I was working up to that. So, like, and I show him that, and he's like, no, just don't mess anything up. So I'm hoping that it didn't mess anything up for the backside, because President Trump was on the front side. So when you put the thing I don't know about where you are, James, but by us,
I went in, though. You can do it on the app, like I said, but I didn't do it off the app. I went in to play. I don't trust electronics that good.
Right. It could be hacked. Wow. Like,
I want to,
maybe they could get hacked because, like, by us, no, there's no doing that because they don't want it to be hacked. But I didn't know. So, like, in Missouri, they have, like, where you can just do it electronically. Has it always been like that or for a while?
I voted in Illinois today, but the last time I voted in Missouri, and I went right in there and just got that little form and I filled it out.
Yeah. That's what we did. We filled out the form, and then we had to feed it through this machine, and I didn't know which way to put it in. So the lady at the end, here, let me see your form.
Yeah, I got
And I didn't even get a sticker. She didn't say, oh, the stickers are over there. I just like was like, okay. So I put it in. I'm like, I voted. And then I went back to the car because Fernando had to leave the building after he was done. And he got done like 10 minutes before me. Then he's like, where's the sticker? And I was like, I didn't get one. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, nobody told me anything about a sticker. I forgot all about
it. I got a pin. I didn't get a sticker either.
Oh, wow. Nice. So you got a pin. You got more than me.
So, okay. Here's the results of the current results right now. Fox News is not calling in Florida yet, but Trump is still pink. And Georgia is not calling in for Trump yet. It's still pink, but Trump's leading 55%, 55.8 in there. North Carolina, this is huge right here. North Carolina is 49.7% for Trump.
Very close, though, right now.
Yeah, and it's just
what's the states around, like New York, Connecticut, Vermont?
That's all blue. That's all blue, man. That's been blue for like, I don't know, for many years.
My sister said that would never be a Trumper. It never will. It can't be. Man, Tammy, man, she is just out of control.
Yeah, but North Carolina, we need to win it. We need to win North Carolina, Ohio, which Trump is winning right now, 52% over Biden. And it's already 80% reported. And Michigan's going to be huge. Michigan and Wisconsin is going to be huge. Minnesota, it looks like it's going to Biden because of, when I click on it, I mean, you look at it, I mean, the county.
Wow.
I mean.
How many percentages in?
They said it's right now. This is Fox News. They're still slow. It's about 39%.
Well, hopefully it will flip. Now, Dave, you said you're from Missouri, right?
Yeah, I'm from Hannibal, Mark Twain area.
So that one came in for Trump.
Yeah,
I figured it would. My sister is really paranoid. My sister owns a business, right? They do hardscape landscape, which is like patios and stuff. And my sister makes a lot of money, and she's really scared right now.
What state does she live in again?
Missouri.
Missouri?
She lives in Clinton.
Okay,
yeah.
Why is she scared? Is she scared because Trump won, or is she scared?
No, she don't want Biden to win because if she does, she's going to have to pay a lot more taxes.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Like my sister makes a lot. She makes a lot of money, you all, and she can't be having those kind of taxes.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, I try to get into business, but my sister is set on her way. Her and her husband built a multi-million dollar landscape company.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I tried to tell Aubrey, I was like, can you give him a look at it? I said, she'll be my customer. And that's about it. I can't get her to really look what I'm doing because she built something from nothing to and blew it up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, I'm proud of her. She did. She started. They started with a little bit of nothing. Now they are busy all year round. Even COVID didn't stop them. They just got busier.
Right. So So as of right now, they have not called. Like people are complaining, especially like in this liberal media outlets like NBC, ABC, even CNN. You know, they're still not calling in Florida, which is, I don't know. This is like what happened last year. Remember now they hang on to the Florida until like really late with Hillary.
Like it was
not
like,
over yet.
Wasn't it like 90-something%?
Yeah.
And they still wouldn't call it?
They won't call Florida. It's right now it's 91% reported it at 51%.
What's California doing? What's California look like?
Right now it's not projected yet because it's closing. They close late. They close about 11 p.m. Eastern,
oh, wow.
Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, that is late.
It's late. So, but.
Wow. And
yeah.
Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and California, and Alaska, none of them have reported anything yet in Hawaii.
What's Illinois?
Yeah.
I haven't really. What's Illinois?
Illinois is blue.
It's blue. Oh, it's not over yet. I hope Trump wins Illinois. It's,
what do you mean it's
not
over
slightly
yet?
Possible. Said, oh, okay. Wait. You said it said 50%.
What? Illinois?
Yeah, it's only 50%. How is the polls? Polls are closed, but it's only 50% in.
Because
yeah,
they count all right.
Why would they call it?
I guess I don't know. I guess they are already called them in.
Because it's Illinois.
It's because of
Well, here's the thing. That's not right that it called it in. Here's why. Joe Biden got 54.9% and Donald Trump got 42.1%, right? It's only 50% reported in. Yet in Florida, can you go to Florida? Florida is Joe Biden 47.8% and Donald Trump 51.3%, but it's 91% in. When
I'm
it logically
you, is...
means that Trump's going to get Florida?
Yeah.
That's not right. That's like cheating that they stopped counting the votes in Illinois.
Okay, this is Fox News. That means it's, yeah, I got to call.
Like, oh, wait, it's always been blue. We can't let him have it. That's wrong.
No, it's, what? They probably got, you know, all the votes counted. But this is Fox News. I mean, you can't. I mean, they have not called Florida yet. I mean, they called Florida Florida called Florida win. I mean, the Republican called Florida like almost an hour ago.
Wow.
So Fox News.
Have you always been political people? Have you always been political?
I haven't been until President Trump won. I mean, not won. Until he started running. That's when I started getting into politics and. Roto the Centrist told me, he said that start listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and you'll learn more. And I used to be like, well, I'm Christian, so I don't need to pay attention to politics. And then when I started paying attention to politics, I've seen how it really affects people's lives. Even when you vote, you have to vote in a superintendent for a school. So if you vote them in, they can do anything with the school that they want to, and then it can really affect your family, like your kids.
The school system doesn't your kid go to private school? Are you all homeschool? That's right.
Yeah, we homeschool, but some of our kids go to school. They prefer going to school, so we let them. But the younger two, we homeschool because we've seen what happened when a superintendent was voted into our town for the school. She actually split the schools, and there was a lot of violence that was happening at the school, and she was not even notifying the parents. One time there was a gun threat, and they decided, to dismiss the students early without telling the parents. So the parents didn't know the kid is like walking possibly into danger.
Hannibal school one time, they had a superintendent that there was actually a little bomb, an actual homemade bomb when I was younger in school. This is the last time I actually ever went to school. My mom took me and my sister out of school. So they actually found a homemade bomb in school. And
wow.
My dad and mom took me and my sister out of school. And that's when we ended up going to the last few years of private school.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that would be, if you can afford it, that's a good option.
Right,
We haven't, around us, the private schools are like anywhere from $5,000 a year per student to $15,000. So we were never able to afford it.
Yeah, I know it's very expensive. My dad was a union pipe layer. That's what he did for a living. But my mom and dad were rich, or they wasn't rich or nothing. They just want to make sure to leave either homeschool or private. I was lucky to have family that could afford it private. But either way, we wasn't going back to regular school after that.
All right, okay.
We got a caller right now. I want to invite him.
Okay.
From 4261.
Hello.
Yeah, come on in. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great today. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, what's your prediction? Or did you vote today?
I did. I voted today early in the morning. For Trump.
All right.
Sweet.
So you are you? What state you from again?
I'm from. I'm from Iowa.
Okay.
I live in
Iowa.
Des Moines.
It looks like Iowa is going to Biden. Anyway, Iowa only have 6 electoral college votes in there. So we can afford to lose Iowa. we can afford to lose Iowa. But do you want to tell us any experience of you voting today?
Today when I tried to vote, I had my old address on my driver's license, it seemed like the poll worker didn't really know what she was doing. Sorry, don't mind the noise.
Are you building building furniture over there or what?
No, it's just my cat.
Your cat building furniture? Holy cow.
Yeah, she's building furniture, you know.
Okay.
Keeps them young, right?
Right, keeps them young. Okay, what was that again?
Yeah, so I went to actually register today because I thought I had registered early, but apparently not. So then when I tried to register today in person, I believe I had to end up voting on a provisional ballot because my license had my old address on it, and the lady at the poll didn't really know what she was doing. She didn't have sleep the night before, you know, because one of the poll workers actually told me they were up till about 11 p.m. the night prior, and then they came back at 5 a.m. to the poll.
Wow.
Yeah, so just big thanks to all of our poll workers out there as well. But yeah, it's like she didn't really know what she was doing, but we got it all figured out. She tried to send me to a different location, and I was like, the line would have been too long by then.
And they would have told you. They would have told you to go back to that precinct anyway.
Yeah,
it would have
been very frustrating.
It would have frustrated you.
Now you know what,
yeah.
Fernando. Frodo the Centrist. I whenever I go, like, I usually end up somehow waiting in line doing some kind of registration or something. I don't know. And there's people that walk in and then they have this thing called surrendered ballot. Have you ever heard of that?
Surrendered ballot.
It's like, what is a surrendered ballot? Huh?
I've heard of it. So I actually worked with Pennsylvania voters to help them get out there and get their vote out there. And what happens is when you request a mail-in ballot, you have to bring it with you if you plan to vote in person. The reason being is because they want to prove that you did not vote by mail so that they don't have to cancel out your other vote.
I've heard of that.
So that's called it. Does it count as a regular vote?
When you surrender your ballot, you do not have to vote on a provisional ballot. So, yes, it's a regular vote.
Okay.
It just cancels it out and voids it. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good to know.
All right. The current election results right now, it is just stagnant. It's not moving really. But Pennsylvania is actually 52.5 for Donald Trump. It is 9:29 right now. Joe Biden's 44.8. 5%. Ohio is going up to Donald Trump again. Is that, you know, just keeping that lead. Michigan, same thing.
Wow,
actually
Michigan.
55.5.
You know, based on that,
Trump.
They should probably call it for Trump based on what Illinois did.
Right, Charlie. Wisconsin, we're taking
that.
We're taking Wisconsin, 55.4. Georgia, on the other, 55.1. For Joe Biden is 43. So we're going to call that. North Carolina, actually, neck and neck, 49.0 for Joe Biden and Donald Trump's 49.8. But that's reported 91.1. And according to the people in North Carolina, actually, they're still counting votes. And I think I've just seen Candace Owens tweeted about North Carolina to, you know, for people to hang on there.
Why? Why would they hang on?
You know, hang on like... just listen, you know, to that was
before
the poll closed.
Okay.
I think they're closed, but I don't know if they're still inside the polling poll. You know, polling.
Yeah, I heard that if you're in line and somewhere closes at, I don't know if it's all the states,
mm-hmm.
but if you're in line at like 7 o'clock,
yeah,
and the polls close at 7 o'clock, you still get to go in to vote.
Oh. Okay.
So like, as long as you're in there like 6:59.
Mm-hmm.
And then they close at 7, you're still allowed to vote.
Okay. Well, we're going to go on a break right now. It is 28 after the hour. And once again, you're listening to Proto the Centrist with my co-host, Lady D. We are live streaming on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and find me, Proto the Centrist, well, Proto of All Trades. It's on Facebook, on YouTube. On YouTube, just go in there and you'll see my beautiful face on there, and then my MAGA hat. But we're talking to James and the new caller, and also the other side. I don't know what's your name again, the new caller.
Oh, me?
The cat that has
that's building something.
The building. Tell your cat to build me a recliner.
My name is Frankie.
Frankie, all right, hang on tight. We will be back in about 3 minutes. Once again, this is Fernando on a Blog Talk Radio.
Bye. Isotonics, the world's most advanced nutraceutical taken orally. Isotonics refers to the form by which the supplement is delivered into your body. Isotonic means having the same fluid pressure as body fluid. This all-natural delivery method reduces the time it takes for your body to absorb the nutrients. Normally, when you ingest a daily vitamin or nutritional supplement tablet, your body must work up to 4 hours digesting and absorbing the vitamins and nutrients. During this lengthy breakdown process, a percentage of the nutritive value is lost. But because Isotonic's products are powders, the fillers, binders, coatings, and lubricants that are common to tablet manufacturing are not necessary. And the inactive natural ingredients and flavoring also make the product taste great. Faster and more efficient absorption into the bloodstream increases the value of taking nutritional supplements. Always follow the directions on the label when taking any nutritional supplement. Isotonic products become isotonic when mixed with the appropriate amount of water. You simply mix the product, stir, and drink. It's that easy. Isotonic.
Okie dokie, you can get Isotonic on Shopaly.com, S-H-O-P-A-L-Y.com. What part of Isotonic? What kind of Isotonic do you like? Or your favorite?
My favorite Isotonics is, there's so many I like, but the favorite is OPC3. Our kids call it the grape drink. When I tell them, take that for a headache, they're like, is that the grape one? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, can you make me some? Now, keep in mind, these are teenagers, so they love it.
Excuse me. I don't have a mute button, but I just opened my own spit.
You find
all
that right. Funny.
Right. So, welcome back. Election night 2020. Who will win the election? We're talking about election night. Who will win between Biden and Trump? And it looks like it's leaning towards Trump. Let's get back to our callers. Actually, we have James from Missouri and Frankie from Iowa. Are you both there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. So, give me a thought.
You like the OPC3 the best?
Yeah, it helps with so many things. Like one of our daughters has really bad eczema. It helped her with that. And then with me, I've taken it before when I had a hard time breathing because, like, you know, like asthma or bronch, sometimes, like, asthma-like symptoms triggered by, like, allergies. It's inflammation, immune system, so I would take that, like, 3 caps a day. Not capsules, but, you know, with the powder. And then it really helped with my feet pain, which I think, like, based on my research, I think I had, like, rheumatoid arthritis because that's triggered by inflammation in the immune system, and your immune system detect other things and attacks it. And it causes
pain. Did you swell?
No, my feet didn't swell, but they just felt like they were breaking every time I would walk, like until I walked through pain for five to ten minutes. But now I can actually like get up and walk once I'm taking the OPC3. If I have like a hard workout or something, I usually take a double dose because we can't overdose on it, you know. But I take a double dose because I know I'll feel it. And I also think that if I stop taking the OPC3, it will come back because it's not like a cure. It helps.
I can't live without OPC3 because it's four of my legs swelled up every day.
Oh, wow.
I go to work, and behind my legs, you know, like almost my butt, all the way down on both sides would feel like it was my legs would either be really, really warm or really, really swelly and sweat.
Huh.
And they don't do that so much anymore.
It's because I heard that the OPC3 helps with the circulation, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I'm a warehouse guy, so I've always been working somewhere, and it's usually stuck in the same spot for 8 to 12 hours a day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard on the feet. Like some of our daughters have worked at Starbucks, you know, and they said that being on your feet for like 8 hours is like really hard. And I guess I walk like 3 to 5 miles a day, 5 days a week for work. And I guess that's why, you know, like my feet, I thought that's why my feet hurt. But when we went on vacation in September, I barely did any walking and I still had the same issue. So it definitely helped.
Okay, so the updated election results right now is, I think they called Utah for Trump.
Oh, wow.
So
I am so surprised.
That's
enough. 6 electoral votes or college. Yeah, to Donald Trump. So they're 115 right now. Trump is 115. And Joe and Kamala is 129 right now.
So they have Trump has the popular vote right now, actually.
So, let me ask you this. If Biden somehow pull all these things and, you know, he turned Texas, Florida, whatever, for some odd reason there, and he wins it. Let me say hypothetically, what would it be an America would look like under Biden?
Well,
start with you.
Well, first of all, I think that if Trump wins by the popular vote and Biden wins by electoral college, they're going to forget the idea of eliminating the electoral college.
Right.
Because otherwise, if Biden got the popular vote and won, they already said they're planning to get rid of the electoral college.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if anybody knows anything about kids, they know that they like to throw tantrums and some kids are sore losers, right? So this would be, picture this, like that a kid is playing a game and they lose and they're so upset they want to throw away the directions and make their own rules so they can win next time.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
okay,
what would America look like? That will be doing. It will probably be a depression.
You think so?
I think so because Biden already said that he's going to raise the taxes, so businesses are going to leave again.
So he's eventually
going to
reverse what Trump had done.
Right.
To reverse
that. I'm not really saying it's reversing, but in a way he is, because like he's going to raise the taxes, so he's going to get rid of the tax cuts that Trump did. So in a way he's going to be doing that.
Okay.
But the thing is that it's going to result in like a lot of people losing things like cars, houses, jobs.
You think we're going to lose cars when Biden wins?
Yeah, people won't be able to pay for their car payments. But how many Americans have loans for cars? Very rare.
Okay,
you find
Let me ask the caller. James, I'm sorry with you. You're next. So what would Biden America look like to you?
I think the whole world's going to be rough because taxes are going up. Therefore, your regular paycheck's going to be lower because they're taking more out of your paycheck. Say you're used to making 500 a week, you're going to probably bring home like 3.5, and you know, 350 bucks a week is really not enough to live.
Right.
So that would drive actually people to live off welfare, right? Because it's
drive people out of this country in general.
Right. So, what about you, Frankie?
Yeah.
What about you, Frankie from Iowa? What would Biden America look like to you if Biden wins?
I think that he is going to ghost everyone. I think that he's just going to, like, not disappear, but he's not going to be, like, visible, you know?
Yeah,
right.
I think that's possible, too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people saying that, too, that especially, like, the pundits, you know, they're saying that, you know, it's actually going to be Kamala's administration or Harris' administration. Biden's not going to be. They're going to be calling the shot. I mean, the squad, you know, AOC and, you know, Ilhan Omar and all of them, they're going to be calling the shot. I mean, Biden he wants to put Sanders in charge of, like, financial something. I don't know. And then he wants to put, Biden wants to put Beto O'Rourke to take care of our Second Amendment or something like that I've heard. And you know what Beto O'Rourke wants. You know, he said that, oh, heck, yes, I'm going to take away your AR-15.
Wow.
That's what he said. So, yeah, Frankie, I agree with you on that one. We also have a caller that's coming in right now. It's the last 4 digits is 5500. How are you doing today?
Going up, it would count for up. And if something went down, stocks and bonds, and they're going to make a fortune on if it did go up. the stockholders.
Oh, the way they said it's now the best time to get the stock right now.
I agree.
Never mind. 70, so
but I agree with you.
Well, sir, the two states are still not done.
Talking to each other.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Welcome to my show.
Am I in?
Yes, you are in. I can hear you talk though. You guys are talking about the politics, but we want to hear what you guys are talking about.
No. I'm shy. My husband, I think I don't know what he's talking about. He said about the stocks right now. If you know, like
it makes sense, though.
Like you know, if Trump's boat goes up and then the stock market goes up and then it went down and it went up. And then I said, this is the best time to get the stock, isn't it?
That's right.
If he wins. Right. And then he said, it's too late. If he already won, then we don't have a stock anymore to get. So.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about, like, what would a Biden America look like if Biden wins? I mean, we all agree that it's not going to be good for, you know, the regular folks or regular Americans just like us. What I worry about is the, you know, the Second Amendment and the Constitution. The, you know, they already want to change everything.
Yeah.
Not everything, but some of them that would. That you know, just like the voting and the Second Amendment. I mean, even the First Amendment.
Yeah.
I think they want to get rid of. You know.
Yeah, like the Philippines, they got rid of their freedom of speech right around COVID time because they didn't want any criticism. They said it's illegal now to be if you talk bad about the government, you can go to jail. So like, if we're not careful in America,
we're not careful. It's
going to
happen in America. Yeah, and also the you know what's going to hurt the most is the you know business owners, especially the small business owners. You know, not like the corporation. I know they can always rebound from you know from any depressions from any you know like the what happened right now with COVID. But small businesses is going to be hurting because Biden's going to want to lock down America. You know why he wants to lock down America? Again?
Why? No, I don't know.
Oh, so he can control. He can control things. No, he can control things. They're already controlling us.
Are they trying to sneak Islam in here? Do you think?
No.
I mean, they already got us wearing masks covering half our face. I mean, I have a calm face. So literally.
Hey, Don. She's in a different state. She's in Florida.
But it's going to be, you know, I mean, he promised, like, the oil, you know, they want to get rid of the oil industry, and they want to get rid of the fracking.
Okay, Gene wants to talk about what he is thinking about, okay.
Okay,
good.
All right, we'll Mike's yours, Gene.
Who am I talking to here? This is Gene Bailey.
Yeah,
hey.
Live radio, honey.
Hey, this is the most unusual thing I ever saw. Trump
oh,
has
really?
100. Trump now has 115. Biden has 133. But it's not over yet. I mean, the poll closed. Some polls are still open, and they're not been counted.
Yeah.
So they're still going up and down a few points.
Where do you get that?
It also has to do with the stock. If the stock is going up or going down, it makes a difference between one and the other how many more points you get for being ahead, going ahead, or the stocks are losing. I've never, ever in my life, I'm a War II veteran, and I've been under a lot of presidents, but I've never, ever seen anything like this. It ended up actually 10 points difference. Biden was 10 points over, but Trump had... Everything was in red. So if it's in red, that means you're a winner. But then
you
still had six states to go yet. That's never been counted. And so even though the time was up, and then each state has its own time to be up. So they had about six states to go. And so, but also the stock. If the stock is going up, then it's worth more points or down, whatever it is. But stock has a lot to do with this. And people are crowding to get stock then, and also in the states, the ownership in the states, like Florida and so on. So this is different. I've never seen it in my life like this. It all depends on the stock, if it's going up or going down, why Trump still owns or people own under Trump. And the support unit was going up. So I've never ever seen anything like this in my life. And it's so heart pounding. Trump should have won this. He worked so hard all the time he was in, all 4 years. And Biden, he just sits in his living room, and I guess that's all he has to do. Is just, I don't know. He will be a very bad president, the way he's acting and doing things. And he's never, ever accomplished anything in the 4 years he was vice president under, who was he?
Obama?
I think, yeah.
Obama.
I think it was under Obama. But either way, he didn't accomplish anything in 40-some years, they said.
He's there for a decade.
Yeah, Trump kept saying that in the elections, but it didn't matter. Something happened with the Biden that they accomplished a lot of money. You see, the Democrats are the rich people that come from Massachusetts and New York area. But, but it didn't seem to matter. Trump, he wired me a lot, tried to get me to send money in. And I guess I helped some, but it was somewhere under the wire. Now, there's no closing on this yet. Probably won't know now until tomorrow. So Trump may still pull this out, but I don't think so now. But the looks of the last two states, Biden had won quite a bit. Oh, here it is now. Republicans. Wait a minute.
We got Florida, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and we got Michigan and Wisconsin all lining up.
Florida's not counted yet.
Okay, then. So we've got a few more states, and I don't know how they count them now. It's supposed to be closed, but maybe those states aren't closed yet.
They're closed. They don't want to call it yet because of they're reluctant to call it in because I don't know, maybe they're trying to find some ballot somewhere, like some people's trunks or
Is Florida already finished? It's closed. Why they're not still adding the Florida count in the electoral?
Because I don't know if you're on Fox News. Fox News is they're not updating them. I think they're, they want to make sure that everything is 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not in the news right now.
Right. So if you really want to go the real time, you want to go to the state elections results. I think they're, if you Google them, you'll be able to tell them. Yeah. So they called about 2 hours ago.
How do you know about, what do you know about Florida now?
Well, Florida right now is about 91% in. The reported 91% in, and Trump is leading 51.3%. That is according to Fox News. So even if, .9% gap. So that's not going to be a lot. Like, let's just say that those 0.9 it goes to Biden. That's not going to be enough to beat Trump on 51.3. So that's just a forecast.
Now, for you to know, here's what Trump said all along during the election time. And he said that he was not going to, what do you call that word, recede, give up. I mean, if he was outvoted, he still was going to keep on it going until he found out all the bad things that the Democrats did in order to get that many votes. So that's a...
Let me ask the other caller, James. What would you think? What do you think if Trump loses, will he secede? Will he
concede?
Would he concede? Will he just I'm done, and there's nothing really we can do? Would he do that? Would he concede?
Or would he investigate?
I don't know.
No, he will investigate. This is Gene again.
I think he'll investigate because, you know, he's somebody that when he starts something, he finishes it. He don't quit.
Right, especially in Pennsylvania. I think there's a lot of fishy thing going on in Pennsylvania. I mean, right now it's 42% in, and it's on Donald Trump. I know it's on Donald Trump. So it's got to go, like, Florida, they don't even want to call that in yet. Pennsylvania.
Oh, Florida's 97% now.
Hey, so Florida, I was looking at the numbers off Google, and it says 108 to 141.
So, yeah, that's
108 to 131.
Okay. All right. So you think he will investigate. So same thing with you, Gene. Gene, let me ask you the same question. Would Trump concede if he loses?
No, that's what he kept saying all during the election.
Do you think that's a good idea though, that he if he loses?
Because he figured all along that they're already cheating all along during the election time, and so Democrats know how to do this.
Oh yeah.
So that's what he said. He said he would never recede until he knows for sure that it's really legal.
So from here on out, I think we need to win, you know, all these big states, Texas, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And it looks like it's going towards Trump. So we all need to win that. Plus Nevada and Alaska. I know that Washington, Oregon, and California, that's a lost cause. That's not going to go.
Well, it's not a lost cause. There's always that possibility. Unless they do what Illinois did. They counted 50% and said it goes to Biden when it's not even close.
Well, it's because it will go blue. There's no, I mean.
Let's see.
I'm worried about.
People. Go vote for Trump, guys, in California.
Arizona right now is 43%. Joe Biden is on 53.7. Trump's at 45. So I'm hoping he turns
Joe Biden. Tennessee is leading Tennessee.
And Tennessee's already closed. He won Tennessee.
It's still 91% on Fox News.
On Fox News?
But he's really leading.
Well, but if you look at how much Donald Trump is 60.9%, Joe Biden is 37.3%, and there's about 91%, already reported. So let's just say that 0.9% goes all to Biden. That's not going to be enough to beat that 60.9%. So that's why they call it in Trump. There's no way that 0.9% would be. Huh?
Yeah. And West Virginia, he's leading because it's like 98% are already counted, and then he's like,
They called it Joe Biden. I don't know why. That doesn't make sense.
That's like cheating. Why are they giving it to Joe Biden when it's only like 58% is counted? That's not even right.
They know something that we don't know. We're just looking at the number.
Oh boy.
So
yeah, they don't update the number, and it seems that, you know, even though it's not finished yet, but if you compute it, it really seems that, you know, he won.
Yeah, that's true. Just like in on any of those states right now. But anyway, we got about a minute left to go, so I'm gonna thank you guys for coming in and talk to us about this election night in 2020. We'll go down in history, and we will look back and actually this will be recorded to a podcast and also so you know, let's just hope that everything will go, you know, to Trump and
all right. So this is brought to you by Shapali, Shopaly.com. You can find ways to earn for shopping for regular day items there. And thank you, everybody, for taking time. And let's keep praying for Lord's will to be done concerning this this election. And hopefully we will be able to have another show in the next day or two and have a
conversation again.
Yeah.
So whoever wins, we'll talk about him. So good night, all, and good night, America. Thanks again, guys.
I thank you, Brando and Don.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.